Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown signed two marijuana-related bills into law on Friday afternoon, laws that are the first steps in regulating marijuana as an agricultural product and that provide clarity to the cultivation, production, and sale of medical marijuana. Governor Brown said in a signing statement for Assemblymember Jim Woods, AB 243, "Unregulated marijuana cultivation poses one of the greatest threats to our fish and wildlife in the state. AB 243 sets California on a new path for responsible marijuana cultivation, and I am directing the Natural Resources Agency to identify projects to begin restoration of our most impacted areas." Assembly Bill 243 requires all marijuana cultivators to abide by state law and addresses the environmental damage caused by illegal grows on the North Coast. Assemblymember Wood said that he is thrilled that the bill, which is focused on the needs of the North Coast, will serve as the foundation for the cultivation language in this year's package of marijuana-related bills. Wood's bill addresses soil and water usage, illegal water diversion, and the use of pesticides and rodenticides, as well as the proper licensing for growers. Governor Brown also signed into law Assembly Bill 266, the companion bill to AB 243. It updates the original medical marijuana law 215. Last week, local officials, along with Wood and other state lawmakers, gathered on the steps of the courthouse to urge Governor Brown to sign the bills that signal a drastic change in the medical marijuana industry in the state. Governor Brown also addressed the Williamson Act. Jordan Christmas has more.
Assembly Bill 707 will assure counties have a role in the Williamson Act cancellation process. The Williamson Act allows counties to enter 10-year contracts with landowners who devote their land to agricultural production. And in return, the county assesses the piece of land at a lower rate and reduces the amount of property taxes that landowner pays. Now under Assembly Bill 707, the state is required to notify local governments if the state's cancellation penalty fee assessment differs from the county's original assessment, and they must consider county input before a final decision is made.
Thank you, Jordan. Arcata police and firefighters responded to a report of a single vehicle collision in the 3,000 block of Alliance Road in the early morning hours on Saturday. A police officer and a bystander were able to extricate the driver from the vehicle after he hit the corner of a building on Alliance Road. The vehicle's gas tank had ruptured, and smoke and fire were filling the cab of the car as the officer and the Good Samaritan pulled the injured man from the vehicle. He was treated for his injuries at a local hospital. Firefighters found that the fire threatened to spread to the structure and worked quickly to bring the blaze under control. Battalion Chief Sean Campbell said firefighters faced the danger of a building collapse and the rapid spread of the fire due to the gasoline leaking from the car. There were no other injuries reported, and the fire was brought under control within 20 minutes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents in Oregon can now purchase and possess marijuana for personal use, along with up to 4 plants and seeds. Come the new year, however, retailers in the state will have to abide by a whole new host of state regulations once control of the industry comes under the purview of the State Liquor Board. Closer to home, lawmakers at both the local and state level are looking down the road at the legalization of marijuana in California, and also keeping an eye out is Sheriff Mike Downey. If California legalizes marijuana possession, it will drastically change how marijuana is dealt with in the state, and it opens the door to a whole new host of issues, such as transportation, as Mike Downey points out.
I had a discussion with someone the other day about that. How do we get from point A to point B, and where do we pick up in your county, and how do we do that? They visualize there's going to be some massive warehouse their truck backs up to. Look, and I said, no, you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere picking this stuff up with people that may not even know who you are and why you're there, and will scrutinize why you're there.
Downey also said that even with legalization, there will always be bootleggers.
There are going to be those, believe it or not, that will have not want to have anything to do with any regulations. Now, there's going to be a black market. There's always going to be a black market, I believe, because with regulation will come some restrictions on the strain itself, I would imagine, as far as the potency and THC levels. And
Legalization may happen next fall, but there are still a lot of questions that will need answers before it becomes a natural part of the local business landscape. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.